always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are back and ready for the action. You know how we do it on Yada the King Radio. We about to get this thing popping. Today's special guest, we're going to have the brother that goes by the name Matthew Bracey. And on his album, he got this track that says No Stage Name, and that's his real name. So he didn't make it up. But I got to tell y'all about Matthew Bracey, man. I first heard him. Well, I ain't gonna say first heard him, but I heard him on plenty of joints with K-Drama back in the day. I've been listening to K-Drama since before he turned a legal man age, you know what I'm saying? So K-Drama been putting it down for a minute. Shout out K-Drama. I heard this brother on one song in particular, Love Life. Oh my goodness, man, he was killing that joint, man. Me, the homie, Fulfiller, we was riding through. We still might put that in the system right now, man. So it's a classic joint, in my opinion, man. We get to hear some of his songs. You get to hear a lot about who he is as a minister. I love that, man, that we get to just chop it up, spit some time, spend some time with them, allow them to spit what they got. And Matthew Bracey, he kind of does hip-hop and R&B. We're going to ask him which one he loves. But I'm going to tell y'all, man, y'all, his singing is off the hook. And that's really what's up, man. And today's topic, which is going to be a great topic, is ministry over everything. And after that, it has a question mark. Is that how it's supposed to be? Are we supposed to put ministry above everything, family and all that? Or is it ministry in balance? And there's a lot of questions that can go with this, especially for kids that are, their parents are in the ministry. A lot of times they feel shunned. Let's make sure we're spending the correct time with them, man, as we get into what we're going to get in. And I got this new joint right here. I got a couple of new joints. Shout out to all the people following me on Twitter at YadaTheKing.com, or you can hit me up at Facebook.com/YadaTheKing. Every now and then I say, man, if you got some new jams, send them to me, man. Send them jams, send them gems, whatever you got, we gonna play it, man. And I got the homie right now, Applejacks, man. And 2012 is gonna be a big year for this man. He got a couple of projects, Lord willing, dropping really soon, man. And this song that we gonna go into him right now is called Live Fresh, because that's how a Christian we live. We live fresh, baby. Let's go. Yada the King. Applejacks.
The name is Apple Jizzy. Organic flows, walk straight, never dizzy. Clean by crisis, grace is larger. And my laundry flows, spinning Paul washers. Kicks on, spread the gospel. Jack of the faith, block haters acting hostile. I got John 15 on the mental. I trace the steps through prayer, no stencils. You trying to pen life with a pencil. You can only see Christ in his light flow. I don't need the world to get sharper. And I'm in the chair with Christ the barber. And he sat me down to analyze my pride cut. Clippers on and he got me all lined up. And he said he's done, it's time to rise up. Every day his zone, live right like flow. In prayer on the J-O. All day juiced up, OJ Mayo. I sandwich rhymes with the bread of life. I ain't talking about the dough, new appetite. Kingdom architect, built from the scriptures. Artistry is when Christ paints the picture. And you know I got him in that mixture. Every day his zone, live right like flow. No matter where we go, all day we live fresh. The original, all day we live fresh. Good soil, you smell the heaven scents. Keep the bread fresh. The testaments, game over, riding with the frontliners. ID in Christ, no need for the co-signers. Cause they tried to box me in, but he pulled me out. Submitted to his will, figure four, so I'm tapping out. And I'm drinking living water when they in the drought. Every day, hit zone, live right, light flow. Yeah, futuristic like I'm Timbo. Sword of the spirit, slicing Kimbo. I'm redesigning words around the clock. Ink raps, tattoo truth on the block. I'm reloaded, swift with the good news. Know that Christ is the answer to your blues clues. The bread of life is that good food. Yeah, here we go. No limp biscuits, I got the barley. On the Jesus high, I don't need the coffee. I live fresh, walking with that new swag. Surrendered my will, wave the white flag. Got the Jesus peace, not the Reese's pieces. And he got the key sharper than my Dickies creases. Living fresh, my will to pieces. Every day his zone, live right like flow. No matter where we go, all day we live fresh. The original, all day we live fresh.
Your life. I think we got one for the world to hear, man.
Sing to the whole world here.
It's your boy Juice. Let's get him.
The whole world.
Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Come on over to YadaTheKing.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. YadaTheKing.com.
Fred, why do you have a camera on your hat?
This is the S-Best 2000 Salvation by Electroshock Therapy. This camera sees everything you're doing. This microphone hears everything you're saying. If you do or say anything contrary to the Ten Commandments, it'll give you a shock that'll curl your toes.
So what's the point?
By wearing this hat, you will keep the Ten Commandments, causing your life to be so holy that God will let you into heaven. For $19.95, it ought to sell like hotcakes.
That's not going to work.
I've been working on this for 5 years. I mean, 2 years. Okay, 2 weeks. 2 weeks already.
That must hurt.
Yeah, but it kept me from lying, and I remain holy before God. Well, sort of.
Fred, you're only changing your actions. In order to get into heaven, your heart has to be pure. And the only way to do that is to ask God to forgive you. Why bother with the S-Best 2000?
Because I am highly concerned with the salvation. Okay, I'm trying to make a buck here.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Right there, that's the homie, Second Life, till the whole world hears. And we got a job to do, man. We got to let the whole world know Jesus is coming back. The second advent, as we celebrate the first advent, Christmas as it's coming, man. And I got the homie Matthew Bracey with me, man. He came to join us on Yada the King Radio. First of all, I want to say thank you for taking out your time to get it in with us, bro.
Hey, man, no problem, man. Honored to be on.
Amen. And the way we love to get the show started, man, is we love to hear about your testimony, man. Talk to us about how you came to Christ, and even some of the struggles that came with that, and some of the things that God is still dealing with you on today, man. We love to hear what God is doing in your life.
Wow. Well, grew up in the church. Came up going to church with my grandmother, whom I'm blessed to still have today.
Yeah.
But she brought me to church, drugged me to church when I was a little boy, but I enjoyed it. And one Sunday, my mom asked me if I wanted to go up front and have a seat in the chair. And I had absolutely no idea what it meant, man. But a couple Sundays later, I was going down in the water getting baptized, man. About 5, 6 years old, man. And stayed in church, going to church, heavy in church, but obviously had a real heavy pull from the world, and was really big into music and a fan of just about every type of R&B and everybody doing hip hop in the 90s, man. I was all in. So obviously my desires were being formed in a worldly fashion. My way of life was being formed in a worldly fashion, but didn't really know it. Couldn't have told nobody that, you know, I wasn't saved and, you know, that I didn't love Jesus. I felt affection toward him, but, you know, all of my desires were obviously worldly, man. And it wasn't until I got to high school and really got around some people who were actually living out their faith in a very visible way. Like, I mean, it was so much to the point where you could see that they were set aside. I mean, we didn't go to a private school. We went to the regular public school.
Yeah.
So you got maybe, you know, a little bit over 1,000 or so kids in this building. All of them brought up on the same influences, on the same stuff. that you see on television, and you know that comes up in our culture today. But there was this little sect, man, this little remnant, man, just set to the side and really living out faith and really challenged my faith because their faith didn't look like mine.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, like, you know, so I'm involved in, you know, gospel choir and, you know, getting to be friends with some of these cats. And it was one night we were hanging out and somebody popped on the G. Craig Lewis video, man. And it was unbelievable. I mean, there's been a whole lot of debate on whether his whole deal is whatever, man. And you know, whether that is or not, you know, I'll leave that debate to other people. But I know what the Lord spoke to me on that night. You know, the Lord spoke to me a free and word at the age of 19 at that time. And it was legitimate when I felt the chains come off and I felt the realization and knew and understood the realization that I had been living for myself, living for the world, and I hadn't been living the allegiance to Christ that I told people that I had. Huh. And at that point, it was a point where I said, I got to stop the mess. I can't fake no more. I can't be that person when I'm called to be this person. I can't live for me when I'm called to live for him. So it was literally in that place in April where I said, I'm through. I'm done. I had maybe 227 secular CDs at that time, man. I would have threw them all in the trash for the sake of feeling like, for getting rid of them. But I felt like, man, somebody will grab this bag and become a slave the way I was.
Yeah.
So I took them out back, man, and I burned them, man, literally. Like, I took the match to them jokers, man.
Wow.
And for me, and secular music, that was it. That was it for that point, man. So from that point on, it was all about being serious and really feeling like, okay, man, let me thoroughly examine the faith that I've been called to, man. I had a desire to do it like never before. So I started ingesting the word, man, daily, started getting in there and started reading good books, the Lord brought many true, real friendships and mentors into my life, man, that were able to groom me and disciple me in the direction where I really became a man of God. I really started to look like Christ as opposed to just proclaiming him, man. And,
yeah.
And, you know, here now, 8 years beyond that, I stand, you know, as a man fully devoted, man. Like, I love him like nothing else. He's paramount and premier in my life. I try to show that in my actions and deeds, chiefly by loving my wife and by discipling my kids, man. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to have a microphone on a couple of occasions to show people and tell people about the great salvation and the great hope that we have in this faith, man. So that's me in a nutshell.
Praise God, man. That's lovely, man. I think we got to get to see his heart off top, man. I like that, brother. Talk to me, man. We're gonna go to one of your songs right now called He's All Right. Now, is this a spin off of one of those old church songs, you know, the church hymn? You know, He's All Right. Let you know about
it. Man, it kind of is, man. It kind of is. I was sitting at Sunday service, and a big shout out to Reverend Daniel Lish Jr. That's my pastor here, Cincinnati New Jerusalem Baptist. I was sitting in service one Sunday, and this cat just let off this. I know he's all right.
Can I keep it real?
Man, what? I was through, man. It blew me away. I wrote the song that evening. Like, it stuck in my head, man.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, I got to do something with that, man. So I actually sampled the sermon bit where he did it and threw it on the end of the song, man. So that's where that came from. That's where the inspiration came from. That thing stuck with me, man. I had to run with it.
Tight, man. So y'all know what we gonna do. Let's check this song out. Matthew Bracy, He's All Right, right now on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
I know he's all right, yeah. I know he's all right. Say I know he's all right. Alright with me, cause everything that he said came true indeed, and it is true, believe, gonna take a piece, he's more than good,
man, he's asking you to take the seat. And I can guarantee, certain without a doubt, the almighty God that everybody talks about. No, he's not a fake, and his name is great. He specializes in erasing all of your mistakes. Once he took your place, it was mine too. He suffered through everything meant for me and you. Roses at his cool, no fees due. You can't repay, so you can say that you owe him you. He parted you from death, you asked what's next. Eternity where he is, we're forever blessed. We deserve the pit, but he gave us life. That doesn't end, tell me if that ain't alright. My head, goodness and mercy will always follow me. Yes, I'll be dwelling in a place where it'll always be. Daytime, no night, no sun. We won't need it. Why? Cause we'll have the sun. His holiness will illuminate for all time. And FBI, CSI will be able to find sickness or disease, poverty or lack. We got mansions and everybody's crib is stacked. I'm storing treasure now, cause I'm homeward bound. And I'm enduring to the end so I can get my crown. Jesus ain't lost, man, he's next to the master seat. It wasn't I who found him, he found me. I was stranded at sea, but I saw his light, and he directed me in. Ain't he alright?
I let my life speak, washed by the blood, I call it holy bleach. Jesus died so we could have a free life prize. Now my rhyme's clean, yes, my mouth has been baptized.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhyme's clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhyme's clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the
Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus watch them, I got soap bars.
Used to say a lot of things, never good, never clean. 2010 in spring, I got washed like dirty jeans. I was talking sideways, I had to get it straight. TV and radio was feeding me, that's all I ate. Till I got that off my plate, had to get my life in good shape. Once I figured out the path that's ahead of me is internally determined off of what I say. Now I got that Dapper Dan, that spick and span, that Mr. Clean. Soap suds all in my blood, that Irish green, that gangrene.
I'm Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus wash them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus wash them, I got soap bars. I'm Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus wash them, I got soap bars.
Divine soap bar. Yeah, my rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Yeah.
I've been looking, talking, acting super brand new. Uh-huh. Used to be dirty, red and scarlet, clean me up, now I'm brand new.
Ooh.
He disinfected me from the inside out. Injected me with spirit, now I speak from inside out.
What?
Ever thought about taking you a Holy Ghost shower? It's power.
Wow.
Coming out of my words, fruits, flowers. Be fragrance from my soap bars. I got soap bars, but only from his mercy and his grace, plus I'm chosen. No need to wrestle with the old man, Hulk Hogan. I thank Jesus for the new saying, new slogan, soap bars.
I'm Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. Soap bars, I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Yeah, we was getting clean. Somebody was like, what is that noise? That's them soap bars right there, man, from the homie Scooter. So he had to kind of give you that soap, the sound of soap and water. You know, that's really what it was about. New joint on Y'all of the King Radio. I got Matthew Bracey kicking it with us, man. We having a good time, man. I gave him a special recipe. So if y'all was with us on Y'all of the King, you know what I'm saying, live radio, y'all get to see what's popping. You can always come and check us right at yattatheking.com and then click on the live radio link. We're going to be on every Thursday, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So y'all can come get it in with us for a couple hours, man, as we get it in and share what the artist is doing, man. So talk to me, man. How did you know that music not only was a gift in your life, but it would also be your ministry, man? Talk to us about those two things right there.
I've been singing. I had a mouth. I've really been a guy that's just repeated and replicated everything that I've heard since I was a little boy.
Yeah.
And my five-year-old is more like me than anybody in that regard, because anything that he gets, he spits it right back out. So it's a gift and a curse sometimes. So you got to, me and my wife are definitely on duty and making sure that we're on top of what he does here.
Yeah.
But if it goes in, it's coming out, man.
Yeah.
So I was like that real early. And obviously, parents and family members kind of pushed me in that direction. Like, man, you got a pretty good sound here. So as I got older, I kind of got into a comfort zone with it and started pursuing it in school and other things like that, and got into connection with people who did it outside of school and, you know, those type of places. So it just became a hobby that became a love. And, you know, when I was able to reconcile it with my faith in Christ and in terms of eliminating, the secular influence of it and trying to go that route with it, it's been a blessing to utilize as a ministry tool and something that I can use to reach people and open up doors for conversation and be able to sit down and tell them about this awesome salvation.
Well, that's what's up, man. So you've been singing for a minute. Talk to me, man. I know you've been doing it for a while. Is this your first album that just came out?
Debut, man. Very first one. Been working on this bad boy for 5 years in terms of trying to get it out.
Wow.
So it's been done for quite some time. But there have been a number of difficulties that have gotten in the way with actually trying to get it out. And this is the first year that I was blessed to be able to have the opportunity to really go ahead and get it out there, man. So ranging back 5 years, I've had everything happen from, you know, the album being, you know, pretty much recorded, and then the whole thing got erased. One of the engineers that I was working with after that, after it initially got erased, he started going through a divorce. He lost his job. So obviously him getting in and being engineering wasn't going to have, he had other things he had to tend to. And obviously on top of all that, God has been blessing our family in terms of expansion. So where I've had,
expansion team.
Yeah, and you know, we've had kids, and you know, so my interest and my time had to be elsewhere.
Right.
So now we're at a point where I could finally get this bad boy out. I'm like, man, let's do that. So I was a little concerned messing with K-Drama about it, because he mixed the whole thing and obviously did a lot of production with it, and was there, you know, from the jump. When I first started recording, I was asking him, man, like, you know, does it really sound outdated, man? He's like, man, it's crazy that it doesn't. Like, you know, he like, you can get a sense of it on some of the joints, man, but nothing so flagrant to the point where it's like, oh, man, you don't need to be putting this out.
So yeah.
I was proud of how it turned out, and thankfully, during that time, I've had an opportunity to work on a ton of other stuff, man. So the next project is already in motion, and we should be getting it out early 2012, man. So we trying to move some things and moving pretty quick.
Praise God, man. So talk to us about this album, the name of it. How did you come up with the name, man? I mean, it's kind of, you can tell us how you did it.
Yeah, man. I was trying to figure out initially, 5 years back, like, wow, what would be a good, you know, album name? What do I want to do here, man? And I was trying to figure out something that would be catchy, something that would represent what the project was all about. And I was reminded of the foreword of many of the Bibles that I had coming up. You know, you would go into the Gospels, and it'd be like, hey, you know, you turn it right open there in the New Testament, the Gospel of our Lord Jesus, as recorded by Matthew, you go to Mark, as recorded by Mark, as recorded by Luke, as recorded by John. So it's like, wow, like that would be something pretty slick to spin off of. So
yeah,
kind of borrowed the God, the foreword of some of the, you know, some of the translations out there, depending, you know, a lot of the ones today predominantly say according to Matthew. But I used the foreword to the Gospel of Matthew as recorded by Matthew, and it turned out to be something that was not only, you know, seemingly pretty cool on the surface, but had a deeper meaning, you know, as Matthew wrote about what he saw and heard, you know, with his time in the Lord. That's kind of what I had an opportunity to do on this project. I had an opportunity to just kind of write about some of the things that I've seen and heard.
Yeah.
And things that I've dealt with in my time in the Lord. So it actually worked out pretty well.
All right, man. Let me ask you this, man. With the season that you went through, as it was a difficult time to get your project out, was there ever a time where you was like, man, maybe this is not what God has called me to do?
So,
you know, talk to me about that, man, because a lot of artists, they'll tell you the good stuff, you know what I'm saying, and not saying that they're not going to just share it, but talk to us about that time frame, 5 years of trying to get this project out, man.
If I was to tell you that there was never a time that I felt like maybe this isn't what I should be doing, maybe I'm hitting my head up against the brick wall,
yeah,
I would be the biggest liar in the world, man. There, I can't tell you the amount of times where I felt like oh man, like, Lord, you just seem to be just blocking my path at every route. Like, I mean, it just seems like every possible thing that could go wrong is going wrong. Like, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? Like, you know, so, because when I had it, when it seemed like I had a window where I would be able to get it out, I would be rushing, like, man, like, let's go ahead and get this out, man, just out of fear, like, thinking something was going to go wrong. And sure enough, you know, something did. So I was just like, you know, Lord, I understand that you're sovereign over this. I understand that, you know, you are, you're at work. I can't see your hand, you know, right now in what you're trying to do, but I have faith that you're doing something that's for my good here.
Yeah.
And I would be, you know, honestly a little salty. Like, I'd be, you know, up at work, you know, I'd be at the job, man, and, you know, I have, you know, a lot of brothers here, man, in Cincinnati that do this thing. And, you know, they'll text me, you know, they're going on the road or they're, you know, going to a show or they're going here and there to do that. And I'm like, man, like, I'm up here at the job, man. Like, I would love to be going to do that. But here I am, like, stuck. And, you know, maybe it's because of the fact that, you know, I don't have my project out or this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's the time where the Lord really, really spoke to me and said, man, you know, you can glorify me behind this desk or up here at this job, you know, just as much as anybody can on a stage with a microphone. You know, it's not about the glorious things that we do in him. And it's about the behind the scenes work, man, the dirty work that nobody wants to do, man. And I was like, wow, like, you know, it really gave me the peace that I needed to be able to back off of it a little bit. It's like, I don't need my walk in terms of music to look like anybody else's, you know, because my story is my story. It's not that man's story, and I don't need my story to be his story, because at the end of the day, God put me here for his purpose, to show his glory through me. You know, and he's doing it through that guy and that woman, and he's doing that to them. I don't need to copy their thing. I don't need to, you know, okay, he's, you know, my same age and got 3 or 4 albums. I don't need that, you know. That's his story and what God's doing with him. You know, I need to keep my eyes on the cross, man. Keep my eyes on the Savior and worry about what's going on in my yard.
Yeah.
So once I realized that, man, and you know, my brothers, man, my team, my Ain't Your Average family, man, realized that same thing. We've all been there, like, man, seriously, are we tripping? But, you know, once we was able to do that, man, we was just like, man, we just gonna glorify God, man. You know, there are some ministries out there that are just meant to be local. You know, just, that's it. Like, you know, you're not gonna have the major national deal. There's guys that's just gonna be in your city. You know, are you willing to be faithful in that? Are you willing to be faithful if you can't drop an album, but every 2 years
and make it up?
Like, if you, oh, man, you know what? We was like, Lord, have your way. And whatever way you want to do it, we will be here. So, I took that mind state, man.
So it sounds,
and we pressed and we persevered and we got this thing out, and he's opening up the door to do more, man. But, you know, even if we were still at a lower point or had to regress a little bit, man, you know, I just want the Lord to be used through me, man. Even if he is just going to a couple of people, you know, the Lord can do an amazing thing with just a little bit. So I just want to let him use me in every capacity that he's gifted me to be used.
So it sounded like you kind of had to speak life, like this track that we're going to go to yourself, man. And
absolutely.
So talk to us about this song right here, man. Does it deal with some of those things right there, or is it a whole other topic?
Yeah, man. It's so important how you deal with your speech and what comes out of your mouth. And we're just terrible with our mouths, man. And Scripture talks so much about how we should conduct ourselves in terms of our speech. And when we are ignorant of that, we cause ourselves many problems unnecessarily. We say a lot of things and give things a lot of things, undesired things, permission to appear just because we're ignorant about this weapon, this powerful tool that God has given us in our mouth, man. So this song just really was about utilizing it the right way, man. You know, utilizing the tongue in a proper fashion, man. We got the power to speak life and to speak death, man. So, you know, certain things are here from the Lord's perspective, he wants those things brought up. He wants those things to live. And there are other things that are walking around living that need to die, man. Like, you know, you got stuff that strongholds and things that are very much alive in your life, man, that you got, man, those things need to die, you know.
Yeah.
Flesh and the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, man, pride of life, those things may be very much alive in you, man. Speak death to those things, man. Put them to death by the word of the Lord, man, by the spirit of the Lord. And that's the motivation that I had for this song, just trying to highlight that area, man, a little bit, and make people a little bit more aware of how they utilize their tongue.
All right, y'all, so we're gonna get into this. The homie Matthew Bracey on Yacht of the King, y'all. This is his single, Speak Life. Let's check it out right here on Yacht of the King.
In your situation, and I speak death to lust and fornication, the flesh and masturbation, sexual immorality and impurity. You have no power over me, I command you lose hold of me. I speak life in your situation, and I speak death to principalities that come against the name of the Lord. I'm not coming to bring peace but a sword of truth. There's eternal torment for those who ignore. I speak life in your situation, and I speak death to secular music's hold. The obsession with platinum and gold, prideful boasting and fleshly flossing. Got kids gaining the world with no idea what it's costing. I speak life in your situation, and I speak death to thievery, scarcity, and the love of currency. The blood covers me, so with authority in Jesus' name, I'm not afraid to face the enemy. Come on.
God in the word of one, the battle's already won. With life and death in the tongue. So from the devil I won't run, I won't let him run my life. When I can't speak life to defeat what he sends at me, I walk with authority. If God be for me, then who can be against me? In Jesus' name I proclaim liberty. I speak life in the life of you and me. I speak life in the life of you and me. I speak life in the life of you and me. In Jesus' name I proclaim liberty. I speak life in the life of you and me.
Death to satanic plans, and I speak life to those struggling to uphold Christian commands. The word is power. I loose that power to break yokes and chains that have God's people strained. I speak death to impoverished living, and I speak life to overflow abundance in the Holy Ghost. We children of the Most High, so there's no reason you and I have to settle for less when we're blessed with the best. Yes, I speak death to sickness and disease, generational curses bending families to their knees. My history can't force me to live in misery. By his name I speak life and demand demons to flee.
Get up!
I speak death to fallacy and lies, which my God despises. The truth overrides, and may all disciples always keep their eyes on proper preaching. Real teaching never ceasing and continually reaching lost souls.
God in the word of one, the battle's already won. The power of life and death in the tongue. So from the devil I won't run, I won't let him run my life. When I can't speak life to defeat what he sends at me, I walk with authority. If God be for me, then who can be against me? In Jesus' name I proclaim liberty. I speak life in the life of you and me.
We'll rebuke the devil, won't fall to any demon on his roster. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. He hates the God who saved me and who made me. That's why all day and night he's steady plotting on me. But God gave me power and love, a sound mind to do his will. Though night falls and trouble rise, I will be standing still. The word lives in me, I'm not afraid to use. Life and death are before me, and it's life I'll choose. Lord, rebuke the devil, won't fall to any demon on his roster. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. He hates the God who made me and who saved me. That's why all day and night he's steady plotting on me. But God gave me power and love, a sound mind to do his will. Though night falls and trouble rise, I will be standing still. The word lives in me, I'm not afraid.
afraid to use. Life and death are before me, and it's life I'm choosing.
Amen.
God in the word of one, the battle's already won. The power of life and death in the tongue. So from the devil I won't run. I won't let him run my life when I can't speak life. Defeat what he sends at me, I walk with authority. If God be for me, then who can be against me? In Jesus' name I proclaim liberty. I speak life in the life of you and me.
Yeah, like most people, I have plans, I have big dreams, yeah. But I'm finding out that you have to be willing to lay them down. Acknowledge God in all your ways, yes, and let him take control. Yeah, yeah, I got a couple years that I wish I could get back.
For real.
I took the wheel, then I got off track. Yes. Won't complain about the past, but I'm glad to be back. Yes. And I'm man enough to admit my thinking was whack.
Come on.
See, the windshield's fuzzy and the rear view's clear. But I can't make my plans at the end of the year. Don't know in advance like the drum roll plan. Thought less wait and see was a dumb old saying. Yes. But them old saints know that's a part of the plan.
Come on.
You can't see the way, so you hold his hand. Yes. Figure that. Why God wanna walk with a man?
Uh-huh.
Picture that. Why the Lord wanna talk in the sand that he made with his hand? I don't know, but I'm thankful he can make a way, split the waters, and I'm on dry land. He got me and he got my fam, so I lay back and chill like I'm getting a tan, cause he's God.
I got my plans made, I got my heart set, I know my future's bright, but I trust you and I give them to you, or they won't turn out right. So I lay them down, I lay them down, so I lay them down, I lay them down.
Main man Dwayne got a J to die for. Kill a crossover and he play like Michael. Young girls sweat him cause they saying he might go the first or second round, and that's straight out of high school.
Yes.
Friday night, he discovered what life do. Car accident on the way to the night joint. His best friend told him that God don't like you, cause he lost half a leg and nearly his life too.
No.
3 years, he kept to himself, feeling like a lost cause left on the shelf. Lord spoke to him, said now it's time to help.
Come on.
He dusted off his game and he went to try out.
Yep.
Made a college team in the evening news. Wrote a book with advice that the people could use.
Yes.
Bestseller, so his crib got exceptional views.
Wow.
Then he built the rec center to inspire the youth. He's a legend.
I got my plans,
Lord, you know I have plans.
I got my heart set.
And I don't see what you see.
I know my future.
But it's so hard to trust you sometimes. I'm in a place right now,
but I trust you,
where I'm just gonna lay everything down
and, I give them
and put it in your hands,
or they won't turn out right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I lay them down, I lay them down, so I lay them down, I lay them down.
I never go a day without dreaming real big. And everything I pray is real big. Being on top of the world for a minute. Everybody want a day to feel this. When it's all said and done, and I look into the eyes of the one, there's only one prize for a son, and that's to hear him say, well done.
See, as a teen, I thought I was grown. Got grown, then I tried to be God on my own. Stop praying, just acting like I'm on the throne. See, a visionary like to have it all in control. Whoa,
yeah.
I hear the words, but I'm not really there.
Uh-uh.
Like assistant head coaches talking to the star player.
Yeah.
Till I miss the winning shot.
Whoa.
Now I see what you're saying. Here, here go my plans.
Come on.
You're free to rearrange them.
I lay them down.
yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California. West Coast rapping.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yada the King Radio, that was A-Son, Lay It Down, featuring his wife, man, and I can't remember her name right now. Charge it to my head, not my heart. You know how we do it, man. But he was just on the show. Check out his interview. It's going to be in the Yada the King archives. You can just go to YadaTheKing.com and check that out, man. Matthew Bracey, we got you on with us, man. And we was talking about a lot of things, fantasy football. He said he's going to... I ain't gonna tell you what place he's gonna get in, but he's been in it 2 years strong. You know what I'm saying? So, let's do this, man. We're gonna get on the topic of the day, man. And the topic of the day is just something that we would like to talk about for debate. The topic of the day, man, today actually was we have our topic pool. And let me say this to all the listeners. If you are you have something that you want us to talk about on the show, you can always email us at yadatheking@gmail.com or give us a call 425-243-4285 and we'll talk about your topic. We'll put it in the topic vault and we'll somehow pick from those topics. But today's topic, man, was ministry over business or ministry balance. You know what I'm saying? And how does an artist, a pastor, a minister find a way to balance out his ministry with other priorities in his life demanding to be at the forefront? Talk to us about that, man, real quick. How do you feel about that?
Man, I think that everything ministerially starts in the home, man. And I've been blessed to really have the opportunity to do that because my responsibility has always been in front of me. It's always been before me, having such a plentiful number here. So, the Bible tells us the qualification of our church leaders, man, and all of this stems, you know, from, your disqualification really happens when your home life is not square, when you're not taking care of business amongst your wife and your kids. So obviously that has to be, first, you know. It's, you have to take care of that, and then, once you've been faithful in that area, you may be called to take care of God's house in terms of outward ministry, in terms of being an elder or a deacon or something like that, or maybe having an on-stage ministry or whatever the case may be. But all of those things, I believe, need to spring forth from your home life, your home ministry, your on your job ministry, your behind the scenes things, man, before we start talking the more public scene, more visible things.
Yeah. And I'm gonna ask you this, man. With that, somebody might say, man, but there's always ministry going on. How do you, like, let's say if there's a huge need for ministry, which I never think will be turned off. How do we make sure that we put in our family first? If somebody calls us and says, hey, man, I need prayer in the middle of the night, do we do that? How do we do that, man? I mean, like, for some people, that might be like something that they're struggling with.
Well, you know, obviously you have a responsibility to check for your wife and to check for your children first. That's your first ministry there. I tell a lot of people that I deal with, a lot of people that ask me similar questions, man, if I'm not handling business with them properly, I'm not qualified to deal with other people in their situation. I shouldn't be worried about other people's situations if I haven't properly dealt with the one going on here. This is where I'm chiefly called. Now, sure, situations do happen, needs do arise, and sometimes in an unconventional sense where it's maybe beyond hours and things of that nature, and you gotta be able to deal with those things sometimes in a case-by-case kind of way. If this is something that's happening continually, then it's a trend. You know, it's no longer unconventional. It's becoming conventional. This is becoming what's regular, and you may have to put a stop to that. You may have to adjust so that that no longer becomes the normal way of doing things. But I haven't run into issues where, you know, if I'm not doing this type of thing regularly, as far as staying out a little longer or helping out here a little more time than normal, if I'm not doing that regularly where need may arise, you know, my wife is understanding. It's like, okay, well, you know, boom, you know, you're normally on top of the game. You're really taking care of things here. So where if there was a little extra need there and you tended to that, praise the Lord. But where that starts to take you away from your home responsibility, where that starts to take you away from your wife and your children to an excessive degree, then there's some changes that need to be made. You know, you always have to be mindful of the fact that they need you. You know, as a father, you're needed in your home. Your kids need to see you, and they don't just need to see you. They need to talk with you. They need to interact with you. They need guidance. They need shepherding, man. And the same with your wife. So when you look at it from that perspective, that you're needed, you're not just somebody who, you know, pays the bills, you're necessary. God intends for you to be active in their lives, then, you know, you have a better time prioritizing. But even in that, it's hard, man. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and be humble enough to realize where we're making mistakes and allow for correction.
So should we have a scheduled time where we spend time with our family, a scheduled time? Do you think it's necessary to have schedules, or what do you think about that?
Man, I think it's the most effective way to do things. I think that in terms of your stewardship, that should be something that you want to incorporate into your life, man. When it comes down to giving account of something, it's hard to give an account of something accurately if you have no record of what you've been doing. You know, when I have my money, you know, you get paid, and you know, you go forth and you do something with money, you make records of what you've done. So when you're called to account, whether it be by someone else or by yourself, you can look back at that thing and say, hey, I did this and this with the money, so now this is lacking. Or I've done this and this with the money, and we've got this surplus. Yeah. I think the same, you know, but that's all proper planning with your money. Your money is, you know, obviously one of your top two resources, your money and your time. And so if you're going to plan and budget, which is essentially scheduling your money, I don't see why you wouldn't schedule your first, which is your time, man. So, your job doesn't just let you come in and work all the hours you want to until you're ready to go home. They're like, no, you're here from this time to this time. You better be here at this time, and you better be out of here by this time.
Right.
Or they got an issue with you. So, you know, you got only so many hours in your day, man. And with us living in this culture, in the West and in America, oh, gosh, it's so easy to become distracted and overly distracted with small things that if you don't find yourself scheduling, you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. So I try to make sure that that is something I do, that I schedule time for obviously my own spiritual growth in terms of reading personally and doing those type of things, scripture memory verses and all that stuff that I do for me, schedule time to get that type of stuff in with my wife.
Yeah.
Spend personal time away from scripture with her. Spend personal time away from scripture with my children, but also time to catechize and work with them in terms of scripture and things of that nature. And then, you know, you got to be able to hit the sack, man. You need sleep, you know. So you got to budget your time, man. If you don't, you'll find yourself, you know, really looking at your situation and feeling like you have less time than you actually have.
Yeah.
So when you budget it properly, you see where it's going, you see where the need is, and you see where the lack is, and you can address it more accurately.
Tight, man. Would you say this, man, as we get ready to go into another song from you, would you say that most men, a lot of times they get, I ain't gonna just say men, but they get caught up in their vocation, whatever it is, their giftings, their talents. I think that's something that not only happens in ministry, but you see people do it with their jobs. You know, like, so with that, I think it's something that we as men, that's part of our nature to just worry about our own self. Even if it's in ministry, what do you think about that?
Man, I think it's so easy to do and it's so dangerous because we are here to work. We're here to do work for the Lord, but we weren't made for work. We were made for Him. And one of the ways that we forget this continuously and run ourselves into bigger trouble is because we've completely gotten away from any type of Sabbath. We've completely defamed any type of Sabbath keeping in reverence unto the Lord. So we assume improperly, heretically, and in error that in Jesus removing us from the curse of the law, that He's removed us completely from the law. So you talk the law or you talk Ten Commandments, anything with anybody, oh no, we don't have to follow that, you know, but see, we're under grace now and not the law. Okay, so now being under grace, does that mean it's okay to blaspheme? Oh, okay, no, does it mean it's okay to take the Lord's name in vain? Okay, does that mean that it's okay to adulterate yourself or cheat on your wife? No, does it mean that you don't have to honor your mother now? You can just go and cuss your dad out. No. Okay, so what one of those commandments were we released from?
Right.
But we don't have any respect for a Sabbath, and I'm very sure that the Lord was very clear in saying, you know, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy, but we have no idea about the Sabbath today. So when it comes down to sitting down, stop it. You know, when the Sabbath comes and says, no work, stop working. Pencils down, pay attention to the things that you were made for, that chiefly being the Lord, and then the relationships that you are chiefly involved in, where you work and show your devotion to Him, your wife, your children. Man, if you sat down one day a week, you took that Sabbath and you said, you know what, we're done. We're done with work. We're not doing any of that stuff today. Imagine the fact that you could be able to deal with the things in your home that maybe you've missed during the week.
Mm.
You missed your son having this, that, and the other. He's had some accolades or some things that you didn't recognize him for. Or see, he's had some issues or some disciplinary things going on that you've missed. Now you have the opportunity to magnify those things and get back on track, as opposed to where if you had missed it and no Sabbath, you just keep on going. No, who knows how long before you actually pay attention to the things that you've neglected or missed. It could be months, weeks, years down the line. And now you got a kid sitting up here saying, Dad, you never paid attention to me. You never stopped working. It was all work with you. But when you pay attention and put that thing down, the thing that's really important, you get an opportunity to really save a lot of situations that could get terrible if left unattended, man. So certainly have to get back to a Sabbath, man. We got to. But, you know, it's really easy for us to trip up and become more about our vocation than anything else, man. And that's a very dangerous pitfall. We have to be prayerful, be mindful of what we're doing to make sure that that doesn't happen. But it's all, you know, it's all laid out in scripture, man. We got to follow the word.
So look, man, we're gonna go to a song that in some ways it kind of goes with this, man. And when I heard this song from you, I was like, man, this is a real song. Daddy Come Home, man. Talk to us real quick as we get into going into this joint.
Man, it's just a real song to my dad. It's straight up. I had him sparingly as a child. Last time I saw him was in second grade.
Wow.
He told me, he stayed with me for a week, left and said he was going to Florida, and he'd be back in a week and never came back. So I grew up, sorry about that, essentially without a father. And I never hated him, though. I loved him. And I felt more compelled to love him and to accept him as my dad than to hate him, as our culture says. So I recognize that wasn't of me, but that was of the Lord. And I just want to let him know that I love him. And he's still my dad. And we still have an opportunity and prayerfully allow other people to allow the Spirit to move
this
on their
song
heart
is for my father.
Situation.
For your
all right,
father.
Y'all. So check this out, man. Daddy Come Home. Matthew Bracey on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
I may feel a little differently than you do, cause I still love my father. I don't hold any grudges, I don't hate him. And I hope I can persuade you to possibly feel the same about yours. Wherever you are in the world, Dad still wants you to come home.
Stop loving you. I never stop wanting you to be right by me. If there was anything that I could do, I'd do it just so I could have back my daddy. I've been longing to talk to you, in case you don't know how I feel about you. Wherever you are in the world, in my heart there's still a place for you. For us to be a family despite any obstacles, I do believe in miracles. And if you need anything, that's what I'm here for. There's still so much that we can share, and I'll meet you halfway, just tell me where. You don't ever have to be alone. As long as I'm here, you've always got a
simple. You can hold on to all the apologies, I don't really need that. All I want is you. It's not too late to be a grandfather, and it's certainly not too late for us to have a relationship. I continually pray for you always, and I anticipate the day that you come home.
Listen to the words I say.
If you give a gift or a tongue, don't forget to give it with joy. Whether if it's big or small, don't forget the greatest gift of all. If you travel near or far, no matter who you are, whatever you do, on this Christmas give your heart.
That's right, man. It's Christmas time. I had to play some of that Christmas music. Sean Scales, Give Your Heart, the remix on Yada the King Radio. That's right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. Matthew Bracey, we want to say Merry Christmas to you, man. As y'all get ready, you in the seven. How would I say this?
Household members.
Yeah, seven household members. Yeah, yeah.
Seven deep, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So talk to us real quick, man, for the people that are like, man, I enjoyed the music that we heard. How can they go and get this album? You know what I'm saying? Let them know how they can go and do that.
You can grab my album at every major download outlet, iTunes, Rhapsody, Napster, Amazon. Just hop on there and get it, man. E-Music, wherever you can. Get on there and get it, or you can go to my website, MatthewBracey.com, or you can go to our ministry, our label website, AintYourAverage.com. All one word, AintYourAverage, and you can pick it up there.
All right, so talk to me about some of the other artists, man, that you collab with that some people may want to go ahead and check out as well.
Oh, praise the Lord, man. Gotta call out my squad, my team, man. Ain't Your Average Music. My man Deacon Dev, he's got his sophomore album coming out This coming Tuesday, December 22nd, Triumphant. This guy has an amazing testimony, man. I'm not going to hop all over that thing, but he's an amazing artist, amazing man of God, my best friend, man. The dude has his new project coming out this Tuesday, Triumphant. The single "Die" will be done with Miss Leslie Maiman, who's actually also on Ain't Your Average Music. That thing is amazing. So you can check that out on the website right now. It's on the homepage, so you can go and take a listen to that. Demetrius Deacon Dash, he's amazing, man. You got to check this cat out. Steps of the Just, contemporary gospel duo. My man Stephen Lambert, Justin Jones, man, they on the album. They're on I Have Faith, the last track on the album, with me. If you got the album, if not, check it out. And then check them brothers out. Amazing ministry. Their album, Distance of Love, is out right now. They're actually working on their project, self-titled Steps of the Just. It'll be out next year, man. So that's my team, Leslie Maiman, Deacon Dash, Steps of the Just, and just getting projects from all of them, in addition to another one from me in 2012.
Wow, man. So y'all, your whole squad putting out CDs tomorrow or next Tuesday.
Deacon dropping Tuesday, and he's going to try to ease in before the end of the year. And everybody else should be firing in 2012.
Tight, man. So, man, what's next for you, man? Anything coming up that you want to share with the people?
Oh, man, I'm going to be in our Christmas play tomorrow at my church for all of my Cincinnati folks, man, over at New J. We're going to have our Christmas play, The Word Became Flesh. I have the honored opportunity to play the voice of God, and I also play Joseph. So come on out and see me and my wife do a thing. She gets to play Mary, so yeah. That's a real special thing. Deacon Dash album come out Tuesday. His album release concert is the first, the 31st going into the first, so New Year's Eve. So we'll be at that out here at Winton Hills Presbyterian. And we'll be pushing that album really hard. And I'll be, you know, hearing stuff from my next project coming up pretty soon, first quarter of 2012. Check me out on some other projects right now, man. My man 737. I'm on a couple of his cuts coming out from his new album coming out. My man Lewis White, he's got his single out, I Need You. You can check that out. Look for him. You check me out on my man D-Mob's album, Every Breath, that I'm on there with him and K-Drama. So I'm out at a couple places, man. Just get with me. I'm trying to get as many places as I can.
tight, man. Any last words you want to share with the listeners?
Oh, man, just praise the Lord, man. Praise the Lord, man, in all things. If you can't honor him in it, leave it alone.
That's what's up. That's why we say Yada the King. Praise the Lord. Same thing right here, man. And Matthew, we just want to say thanks again for spending time with us, man. And you be blessed. You and the family have a wonderful Christmas, man.
You do the same, man. Merry Christmas to you. Honored to be on, man. Thanks so much.
All right, life.
Peace.
All right, y'all. That was wonderful getting it in with Bracey. I'm going to get on the topic of the day in just a hot second, man. But I'm going to go to this song right here, Shay Atkins, Spread the Love. Merry Christmas, man. We're going to go out with some Christmas jams. Here we go.
Less fortunate than me. There's so many people on the street without a family and have nothing to eat. Everybody wanna get a little something around this time of year, but everybody need to give a little something, spread the Christmas cheer.
Find someone, tell them you love them. Love is free, it costs nothing. Grab a hand, go and hug. Spread the love, it costs nothing. To tell them I love you, I love you.
Ultimate gift of Christmas, regardless of how big the package is. Jesus Cristo, Jesucristo, Jesus Christ.
Michelle Polino, shout out to DJ Kingdom 7. That song right there is called Christmas Lights, man. And as we get ready for this Christmas season, man, let us remember to keep Christ in it. You know what I'm saying? Let's not shy away from the gospel. Let's not shy away from sharing really the greatest gift that we can have. That's really what's up, man. Christmas time. Most of the time it's a happy season for most people. And I am going to say this, man, if you're feeling depressed because you can't get people gifts, you're missing the importance of Christmas, man. It's not all about the gifts. It's really about the gift of life that we have received through Jesus, man. And let us rejoice in that. As I get on the topic of the day, ministry over everything. Or should we have a balance in ministry? I think it's very important that we balance our time. I talked to my dad about this before, man, especially as I'm doing this music ministry and preaching and all that full time. It was like he was just like, man, make sure you spend time with your family, man. So I had to start taking days off. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a scheduled day or just sometimes just take a day off and say, man, I'm gonna kick it with the kids, the wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna chill, man. And I'm gonna say this, man, to anybody out there that you're hearing this and you feel convicted in your heart about not spending the time that you need to spend with your family, I'm gonna say this, man, make a change today. Do not keep on going in the same direction. As he said, man, take a Sabbath. Matter of fact, I gotta let you guys know, we are not gonna be doing the show in the new year on Sundays, just so I can spend more time with my family. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's very important to do that. But we want you guys to just have the real ministry, man. And a real ministry starts at home. As Bracey said, that's where it starts. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the most important part, because your kids, if your kids don't get God after they live with you their whole life, then I really think we missed the point, man. Or if your family doesn't get it, then we missed the point. So let's make sure we are balancing ministry. That's all I'm going to say on that topic, man. And if you want to chop it up, pray, get it in with me. Hit me up 425-243-4285. That's the Yacht of the King hotline. Once again, that's 425-243-4285, man. Be blessed. I want y'all to have a great Christmas, man. Let me know what's up. I will turn another year older on Christmas Day. I'll be 28, man. Thank y'all for all the love. Holla. Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King. Shabakta King. I yada da King. I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King. Shabakta King. We yada da King. We yada da King.
Yacht of the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yacht of the King?
Yacht of the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yacht of the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep
my
praise.
Yada
da
King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada da King Radio.
Yada da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada da King Radio.
Yacht of the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yacht of the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unie-t.com.